The Tom Woods Show, episode 2241.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, if you enjoy the Tom Woods Show, it's time to go to the next level. And next level, Tom Woods, is libertyclassroom.com. This is where my friends and I teach all the stuff you did not get in your conventional education, history, economics, and more, the way it ought to be taught, with all the content they left out or distorted. Check it out at libertyclassroom.com. Hey, everybody, Tom Woods here. I'm joined today by Corey Tusek, whom I got to know indirectly through our friend Jason Rink, whom we talked to not that long ago, who is known as the most canceled filmmaker in America. And so I got to know about Corey's service, Movies Plus, because they are indeed, they believe that adults should be able to talk about things like January 6th without people telling them they're not allowed to. And so he's featuring the three episodes of the documentary series put together, Q Sent Me, put together by Jason. So Corey, welcome to the show.
Well, Tom, I appreciate it. Thank you. And I've listened to you before, you know, many times, and it's an honor to be on.
Oh, that's great to hear. I'm glad that somebody who's listened to me before is doing something as bold as this. So what's your exact position with Movies Plus? Did you started it, right?
Yeah. So I'm the founder and CEO, and I launched it 2 years ago, October of 2020, whenever Amanda Milius came to me with a movie called The Plot Against the President. And before, you know, that, I was just selling movies to Netflix and Amazon and everybody. And she was like, hey, I feel like this movie about the Russiagate hoax is going to get censored. And I was like, well, it's right before the election, so it's definitely going to get censored. And then she was like, do you know a platform that won't take it down? And Movies Plus was basically a dream of mine that was basically about 9 months out into the future. And I said, I can rush that together and get it going. So yeah, we put it together. And from there, I had to like kind of build a catalog of films and build apps and all the technical mumbo jumbo. And here we are now, you know, with our first original series with Q Sent Me. So it's been a wild ride, but a lot of fun.
Yeah. So of course, we want to talk about the wild ride. But before I forget, I want to bring something to your attention. And that is, I know of a small group of filmmakers who are pretty accomplished in their fields. And they've done genres other than documentaries. But they've stayed anonymous for reasons that are obvious, because they want to make a documentary about the effects of lockdowns on society and what it did to a lot of people's lives. And then, of course, also to examine whether it did any good or not, but really to combine both the data presentation with the pulling the heartstrings with real stories. So they put this together. So they're calling it, I don't know if it's changed, but it was originally Follow the Science, which of course they mean ironically.
That's a great name.
Yeah, so I'm a big donor to this project, and I really, really want to see it succeed. And it's a hard project because just, you know, like you with trying to advertise on hostile platforms, they know that the second they release it, it'll be banned everywhere, even though it's a perfectly legitimate debate to be having. So obviously, you can't make a decision sight unseen, but I assume you would consider featuring this documentary on Movies Plus.
Absolutely. I mean, this sounds right up our alley, because as soon as I hear that something is canceled or pushed aside by the mainstream, I'm like, I'll email people immediately, send texts to our, you know, team with Movies Plus. And I'm like, somebody get on this right away, you know.
Perfect.
So yeah, let's make that happen. I'd be interested in seeing how that story is portrayed, you know. And it's like, how did we get in this world where we can't have the conversations or ask questions? You know, it's just like bizarre world we live in now. And all I'm trying to do is, you know, provide an opportunity for voices to be heard and, you know, also take back like the culture and tell good stories again.
Well, I will get back to you on this, because my understanding is that, I'm not sure I'm even supposed to say this, but in late February, they're going to have the world premiere in Orlando for my convenience so that I can host the evening.
Oh, cool.
So shortly after that, we'll see about getting it up on your platform. But anyway, for folks in the Orlando area, I will be making an announcement about this. So if you'd like to attend, we'll have a nice night together. So, all right, let's see. And there's a lot of questions I want to ask you. So you were in film production, then moved to distribution, then you started Movies Plus. You know, when I think about censorship, I think primarily, you know, I think YouTube, I think people who make political videos, videos that are taking dissident positions. I don't really think about movies that much. So is Movies Plus meant primarily for documentaries then? Because it is documentaries that are most likely to get struck down.
Yeah, it is documentaries that are mostly getting struck down at the moment. But it's also, you know, I mean, Movies Plus is for everybody, you know, like you got to support voices that you don't believe in and like you don't agree with. Like you have to support everyone's voice. So it's not just one side. It just happens to be at the right at the moment is in the more conservative side is what is getting censored. But we also want to take back the culture of what is going on in Hollywood, you know, and like the go woke, go broke. You know, we just saw Disney fire their CEO and brought back Bob Iger because it turns out that, you know, I mean, which Bob Iger is pretty woke anyway, so we'll see how broke they go. But like all these platforms have gone so woke and they've lost touch with reality. And what they've done, what really hurts me as a filmmaker and somebody who enjoys movies, is that they're actually destroying the storytelling and the beauty in the storytelling because they're trying to jam home narratives. And so it doesn't matter your qualifications or how good you are. It just matters if you're going to go along with the current narrative and the current mainstream idea. So, you know, I think that Hollywood has taken a big step backwards. And the new Star Wars trilogy from Disney was just such a joke and a disaster that it's embarrassing to even call it Star Wars. And I think that that is a microcosm of what's happening across Hollywood, period. So it's not just, you know, yeah, we are supporting documentaries that are getting censored, but I also want to use that as a tool to get back to quality storytelling that with the anti-hero and all the beautiful storytelling and the proper story arc and getting us to root for people instead of hate people, you know, because that's how they motivate audiences now is they're like, you should hate that group. And it's like, no, you should want to see someone succeed. That's what gets you attached to characters. So we are looking to make movies that take a little bit more risk and aren't just cookie cutter Marvel projects that have the same beats over and over again. I mean, you just go to another Marvel movie, it's the same movie. They just swap out the faces and they change the characters and add one or two zingers in there to keep it fresh. And so, yeah, we're just trying to take a different approach and bring it back to Hollywood the traditional way.
Talk to me about your experience with advertising.
Well, advertising has been really difficult because when I initially started Movies Plus and we had the plot against the president in October of 2020, I tried to run some Facebook ads and they wanted all this information about me and were shutting down the ads because I was trying to influence the election. So I just immediately deleted my Facebook account permanently, got myself off the internet. I do have a Twitter account now, so you can follow me there, but that's just for more for business purposes. But now we've been trying with Q Sent Me that Jason Rink made about the Q Shaman in January 6th, which, by the way, is just a story about this guy. It's not a narrative pushing one side or the other and trying to push an idea. And we were advertising it, and all of a sudden our Twitter account got permanently banned from advertising ever again. And then Google also banned us from advertising ever again. Like I can't advertise the movie. I couldn't currently. We have a movie about gay marriage rights and the fight against the Mormon church in Utah called Church and State. And I can't advertise that movie right now at all if I wanted to on Google. Twitter has changed they came back, they altered, and they allow us to push ads out that fit their narrative. But the Q Shaman still does get censored on Twitter. So I can't push that ad out. It just gets rejected, but it doesn't result in a permanent ban. So, you know, it's been this fight that we've been against, like this insurmountable force that we've been trying to go up against, and then kind of feels helpless at times. But then I started to realize we, the freedom-seeking individuals of America, are the unstoppable force. We are the ones that are going to overcome them, and they're trying to plug every hole in the dike and stop the flow of water from coming over the edge of the dam because it's coming, and it's coming fast. And so, you know, on our side of Movies Plus, we're trying to get ahead of it and make sure like, okay, we're here because all these people are rushing towards something like freedom focused like this. We got to be ready. But then we come up against the wall and we're unable to advertise. So it's actually a miracle that we're even operational as a business at this point because we haven't been able to advertise. We've been trying to do everything we can. Twitter, if you want our money, we will gladly spend it with you because it's a great ROI. Like that's the thing that kills me about it is I know for, you know, every dollar I spend, I'm going to get three back on Twitter. So it's like, you got to be kidding me. Like
you just want the opportunity to spend the money.
Exactly. Yeah. A free and open market. You know, what a novel concept.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to help. I mean, I have a newsletter list. I don't send out ads to them, but I could certainly make a recommendation to them. on the grounds that if you subscribe to this newsletter and you're not interested in this, then you made a mistake when you subscribed, because this is what I'm all about, is stuff like what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, what people need to know, and I mean, you can go to mymoviesplus.com and go in the app stores and search for Movies Plus. You'll find it in all the app stores, all the smart TVs, everything like that. And I'll give your listeners a little code. They can use my first name, Corey, C-O-R-Y, and it'll give 20% off. And so they can get the whole year of Movies Plus for $24. That's $2 a month. And what we need is your support, because you're voting. This was Jason Rink's word, so I'm stealing his, but he said that it's a vote for freedom of speech. It's not anything like you're not trying to like stuff money into some public company. You're voting for free speech. And what we do on our end is we're turning around and pouring that money right back into projects. Like, I want to make Jason's next project, you know, and like, I want to continue the Movies Plus original train going with people like Jason Rink and other filmmakers that we're getting introduced to that we're really excited about. The filmmakers you're working with, absolutely. You know, you've had to put a lot of effort into raising those funds. And in a perfect world, we have those funds and we just sit there and start greenlighting projects left and right. And, you know, if you get to know Movies Plus as a platform, you'll know we'll support anybody's voice. But we're also very libertarian focused. I mean, our company has women, minorities, not just racially, but, you know, sexually, all those things. We, across the board, we could be as far left and as far right as possible. And we're just trying to support liberty and freedom. And if you're signing up for Movies Plus, that's what you're going to be doing.
Netflix started off just sending you movies through the physical mail. Then we got streaming. So they would stream movies to you online. But then all of a sudden, it became this center of content creation in its own right. It would create entire series and documentaries and this, that, and the other thing. And now I don't know how that works. I don't know how, if that's a matter of freelancers come to them with finished projects and then they decide what they like and what they don't. I don't know if it's Netflix says, we're going to create a documentary and then they just do it from scratch. I don't even know how it works. But is that going to be ideally your business model?
Yeah. What they do, Netflix does, to give people a little peek behind the curtain is, you know, and all the major platforms do this, is it's a combination of both. So early on, it was purely taking content that other people created and they would buy it and package it as a Netflix original. And then now it's a little bit of both. They might buy an item, they might fund something from the beginning. But one of the things that people don't understand, it's funny, a friend of mine and I have been texting about this the last couple of days, where it's like, they don't understand how these streaming platforms are so heavily in debt. Because what they do when they buy a series or something is they'll pay 20% upfront and then they'll pay the remaining 80% over, you know, 3, 5, 7 year period or something like that. So they're basically kicking the can down the road continually into the future, assuming that they continue to have the same subscriber growth that they've had. We're more fiscally responsible. So we're already like cash flow positive and we've focused on maintaining that and always making sure that the revenue is growing, spending is outpacing the revenue. And we want to be responsible in that way. But yeah, we definitely are looking to pour all that money back in, because as our spouses would all probably love, as we're sitting there going, they'd be like, hey, you know, let's take some, you know, owner's distributions. But we're like, no, let's push that money right back into productions, because that's the way it's going to grow. Is that you have to pour gasoline on the fire. You know, anybody that's an entrepreneur knows whenever something starts working, you just got to keep feeding the beast. So we aggressively want to spend. And we want to fund as many projects as we can. And really, that's the goal here, you know. And I mean, hey, if you're a Netflix subscriber and you're kind of sick of all that, email us, let us know, show us your cancellation. If you cancel them and want to come to Movies Plus instead, I'll tack on 6 months to your subscription. Just email contact@mymoviesplus.com. I just came up with that on a whim. So my assistant who monitors that is going to be like, what the hell's going on?
What did you just do? What kind of crazy decision was this?
Yep.
Hey folks, quick sponsor message via Woods here. Let me tell you something. With Christmas coming, there are a lot of gifts you can get people that they're absolutely going to hate. But there are fantastic and unique gifts that nobody else is going to get them that they're going to love. Why not get one of those? And an excellent, excellent gift idea this Christmas is a big old box of Omaha steaks. The Woodses have been eating Omaha steaks for well over a dozen years. We love the convenience. the value, and the quality. Absolutely delicious, and what a great gift idea. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages that will help make you a Christmas hero. So go to omahasteaks.com and use code WOODS at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers. The burgers are ultra-juicy, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code WOODS at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. All right, now, I'm just curious. I know this is probably not the main thing that listeners want me to ask, but I want you guys to succeed. So I want to know, given that you, if you say you have a kind of libertarian leaning to, you know, your company and your decision making, you should be making contact with libertarian voices who can amplify what you're doing.
Yeah, that's absolutely something we're doing. Jason's been going on, you know, a bunch of podcasts promoting this. Now, me coming on is kind of like the second wave where we're like, look, we wanted to get the project out there and everything. But now it's, you know, time. Like, I mean, if you're any libertarian podcast or anything like that, anything you want to talk to us, my DMs are open on Twitter. It's Corey_Tusek. That's T-U-C-E-K. You can find me on Twitter and DM me, you know, hit me up and I will gladly spread the word because we have this joke. One of our partners said the other one, he wants to get him a t-shirt that says that he just wants his gay married friends to be able to smoke weed and shoot their guns all day. And I'm like, that's kind of like encapsulates like Movies Plus is like as an ethos is we're like, we're all just like, it's okay that other people have differing opinions. You know, like it's amazing. We'll have like abortion discussions and like difficult topics and like nobody is mad at each other and it's a constructive conversation. So I'm completely open to anybody that, you know, wants to talk about Movies Plus and ultimately get your stuff up there because the censorship is coming for everyone. They're going after the alt-right. They're going to come after the libertarians eventually. And I even tell the people on the left, they're going to come for you on the left too. And when they do, I'll be here for you as well. So if you're a podcast or whatever, we're looking to support people. We are actually trying to integrate podcasts into our platform as well. And we have a 24/7 stream that's coming out starting on Friday, on Black Friday, where it'll be Christmas TV, live TV, Christmas movies 24/7. But then, you know, we'll be syndicating other projects and things like that. So, you know, we can grab the best of some libertarian podcasts and, you know, splice them in there to expose people to it. Because libertarianism to me is something that like when you don't understand it and you're kind of a far away, you're like, oh, it's just these wasted votes or whatever. And, you know, like I was traditionally very conservative politically and probably fiscally as well. And as I've gone on here, like I just keep telling people I've been pushed into the center, pushed into a libertarian. Like both sides are so appalling to me. And, you know, I live in Pennsylvania. So we had John Fetterman versus Dr. Oz. And people were like, who are you voting for? And I was like, I think they're both terrible. Like I think they're both terrible candidates. I don't know. Like there's nothing for me to choose. So I'm really getting focused on the idea of like, maybe there is a third party that could exist. And so if I could connect with more people that are in that space, that would be awesome.
Paint a picture for me if you suddenly had massive, massive unanticipated cash flow, where you would want this company ultimately to be, your dream vision for it.
Oh, dream vision would be to be making purely original content that's completely unfettered and unencumbered by the restraints of modern culture. And I'll give you an idea. Like, so there's a couple of ideas we have on the drawing board at the moment that eventually will get pushed into original content. But like, I take offense to the fact that people say you can't make The Office now. You know, like, I love The Office. I think The Office is one of the, is probably the best TV show that, in my opinion, has ever been made. And they go, oh, you couldn't make that show nowadays. And I find that offensive because yes, you could. It's just people were so like hypersensitive to their feelings and afraid to hurt people's feelings or whatever. But the thing is, you look at somebody like Michael Scott, is he's not doing things with malice. And that's what makes it funny. You know, he's kind of like a buffoon. And so you're not making fun of the people. You're not punching down. You're punching on the person that doesn't understand how to fit into this box. So something like that could be made. And we have ideas for shows, you know, where we have very, you know, let's say politically incorrect things that happen And then I also, there's a cartoon show I want to make where humans have decided that we have too much garbage on this planet. So they just start shooting it into space. And all of it lands in on like one planet, and they think we're communicating with them, and they come to visit us and think that our garbage is like ancient artifacts that we sent to communicate. So like bizarre ideas like that, that sounds like fun. But pushing the narrative, pushing the edges of what is allowed to be told, and at the same time, being able to tell like wholesome family stuff, you know. And I'd love eventually, you know, let's say, like you said, there's unforeseen amounts of money and we can just make whatever we want. In that situation, 5 years from now, then Movies Plus will be a platform that will be a completely individual experience, curtailed to what you like and avoiding what you don't, so that everyone can enjoy the platform. Because Netflix and everybody else has gone against conservatives and they're pushing all this woke stuff down people's throats. And I don't think it's a good business model to alienate 50% of your potential paying customers. So right now we are supporting more conservative voices, but you know, if there's a market for stuff, then if you want to see it and there's viewership behind it, sure, we'll come up with some stuff. But I'd like it to be a place where if you're a family that has young kids and you want to have a safe place for them to watch content that you know is not going to be pushing propaganda and terrible things in front of them, then Movies Plus is that place. If you want to watch some edgier content with comedy that makes you maybe a little uncomfortable, Movies Plus is that place for you. The other places, they try to do that, but they stay within this woke box that they can't get out of. And all of our content is becoming so boring. And I think the public is starting to realize that and crave something. So that's why we're so aggressive in getting there. And we want to get there as fast as possible. So, hey, I tell you right now, I would love to start even taking submissions. You know, like we actually have Movies Plus Direct where we're accepting content directly. And I'd love to start doing stuff like a Shark Tank style show of people coming in, just anyone, and pitching their idea. I've said from the beginning, you know, I want anyone all the way down to the, you know, the custodians, all the way up to the top level executives, you know, once a quarter to come in, like, you know, we'll say in 5 years when our company is booming and we have offices everywhere, once a quarter, everyone can come in on a Saturday and pitch the executive team and the story team their ideas. And instead of getting rejected, we'll always give them feedback in how it can improve and why it's not ready yet. Because that's what every story is. Every story could become the next big thing. It just has to be pushed and pulled in the right direction and everything. So that's my great grand dream, you know, of everything. But as of right now, I just want to be able to advertise. So,
yeah, you know. No kidding. And appeal to the people who join and say, look, it's rough out there, so I need some help word of mouth. Yeah. Getting the word out about it.
Yeah.
So what's the model for the consumer who joins? What do I pay and what do I get?
So if you use my first name, Corey, C-O-R-Y, you get a year for $24, $23.99.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Come on, people. If you're not doing that, then we might as well just give up. Just to support a, you know, an independent platform like that. All right, go ahead. I'm not going to lecture people.
Yeah, no. I appreciate it. And then, but if you want to go month to month, you know, we do have a $5.99 option. You know, if you want to just try it for a month. But we, our aim with the pricing was to basically make it like if you were willing to rent or purchase something like a movie, you know, on iTunes or something like that, it's a similar price point. And yeah, so you get 12 months for $24. And over that 12-month period, I mean, we have tons of original content that hasn't been announced yet. We have some stuff that's on the precipice. But, you know, we have the two more episodes of Q Sent Me. We have Jason Rink's other documentary called The Steal, following Ali Alexander and the Stop the Steal movement. And we've got other things that I can't quite announce at the moment, but we're very excited about. And I know that the audiences that like what we've put out so far will also enjoy that stuff. And, you know, what we're looking to do is create a group. We're not looking at people as subscribers. We're calling it members. You're becoming a member of Movies Plus. We're trying to create a membership where you're a part of the team, you're joining the group, and we're fighting together. Because I want user content. I want user feedback. You know, like we want to know, because it only works for us if it's working for them. You know, if you sign up and pay $24 for Movies Plus, from the day you sign up, my job is to make sure that next year you want to stay. So I have 12 months to prove myself to you, but let's make this a collaborative effort. Let's work together. You tell me what you don't like. You know, if we put something up there and you go, get that liberal garbage out of my face or whatever, that's duly noted. I'll take it because I don't want to put that in front of your face if you don't want to watch it. So, you know, that's really what we're trying to build here. We're trying to grow a community of like-minded people that are willing to, in like-minded, I mean, in the sense of like freedom of speech focused, where it's okay to have differing views and we're not going to be hostile towards each other on the platform. It's okay to disagree and go our separate ways and still be friendly with each other. So that's what we're looking to do. We want to get you guys on board to become members. And then with that membership, we're going to just grow and create more content that you want to see. If you're sick of seeing stuff out there that you feel like isn't talking to you and Hollywood isn't listening, then Movies Plus is the place to make that change.
So the website is?
It's mymoviesplus.com. Okay. And in any of the app stores, you can just search Movies Plus and you'll find it in there. And, you know, I ask if you do download it, just rate it. I mean, I haven't checked in a little bit here, but we're close. I think we're over 400,000 downloads from the App Store in the App Store. So our app is doing well. The Good. Samsung app for our all the TVs will be out very shortly. But, you know, Fire Stick, Roku, anywhere else, Samsung will be out probably in like 6 weeks. So by the time, you know, a lot of people get around to it, hopefully they get around to it sooner, it'll be there. And then we also, like I said, we have thousands of titles that we've licensed. So some of the content is exclusive to us. Then we have our original content, which is obviously exclusive to us. And then we have, you know, there's some titles out there. Maybe you see them on, you know, Tubi or something like that. And you have to sit through 5 hours of ads to watch a 90-minute movie. Well, for $2 a month, you get the 90-minute movie and nothing else. So, we also have our other original that we just launched last night called Culture Mend. If you're familiar with the show Tim and Eric, you know, Comedy Central skit news style shows, that's what it is. And it's called The Real Fake News. And it's a skit show making fun of the fake news media and the woke culture. So I think your listeners will probably enjoy that.
Sounds excellent. Well, I am thrilled for what you're doing. I hope you get a lot of support out there. I hope people will check out mymoviesplus.com. I'll link to it at tomwoods.com/2241. And best wishes. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it. And yeah, listeners, it's your help that has got us to this point. Because like I said, we haven't been able to advertise. So it is the audience that's actually carrying the platform. And we appreciate all of you.
All right, everybody. That's our episode for today. Tomorrow, if all goes well, I'll be talking to our old friend Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford University, who just won an Oxford-style debate at our friend Gene Epstein's Soho Forum on the question of the COVID lockdowns. And I want to review that debate with him here on The Tom Woods Show. So don't miss that. And if you're listening to this as it's coming out, we are in Black Friday week. So starting on Thanksgiving into Black Friday weekend, that's the best time of year to join LibertyClassroom.com. Been around for 10 years. It's got staying power and dozens of courses that you can consume on the go, taught by people you can actually trust who are going to tell you the full truth about U.S. history, European history, economics, a whole bunch of stuff. When you see all the courses, you just won't believe it. You'll be like a kid in a candy store. So check it out at libertyclassroom.com, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of The Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.